Preview.
All right, episode 29, Mainline Marlins Podcast. No David Winker today. He's in California, but I do have a special guest that we're going to bring in a couple minutes. Let me just give you guys an update on what happened last night. Marlins win 7-3. Sixto went 3 1/3, three hits, one earned run, one walk, three Ks. Rojas is back, continued to stay hot. He went 3 for 3 with a solo jack. Cooper added a two-run blast. And then the update on Corey Dickerson is the shoulder soreness seems to have dissipated. He should be ready today, according to Don Mattingly. Tonight's game, Trevor Rogers going against Houston. Greinke on the mound for them, 6:05 start. That should be a win for us tonight against the lowly Astros. But let me just tell you about this special kid that I'm going to bring on. Jackson Mazur, he's from Eugene, Oregon, seventh grader, 12 years old. Wants to be a sports broadcaster, and he's out there doing the reporting for us for the Grapefruit League. Can we bring him in? Jackson, what's up, brother? Hey, so tell me, what's it been like out there in Arizona to watch the practice league games? Pretty fun?
Yeah, it's been really fun. It's been really great. Some really good games.
Yeah. So you were at the San Diego, Texas game yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday I was at the San Diego, Texas game. And then on
Tuesday, tell me about that one. There's a bunch of runs in that game.
Yeah, it was a high score. I think final score was 11-10. Padres got the win. Tatis hit a homer. And yeah, it was a great game. It was very high score.
Yeah, what about Darvish? He didn't look all that great.
He only threw like 8 fastballs in the second inning, I think, and he didn't look very good, but I think he was working on stuff because he only threw 8 fastballs, like I said, and so I think he was trying to work on stuff.
Yeah, well, but he gave a bunch of stolen bases up, I thought, when I read the box.
Yeah, he did. There was a lot of stolen bases. They were getting pretty good jumps.
Yeah, but now he's an opening day starter for the Padres, right?
Yeah, they announced him yesterday, I think.
Oh, cool. So how we are connected is through your kind of aunt and uncle, Jim and Jody. And they showed me a picture from that broken bat from Will Myers. Tell me about the story and how did you get the bat?
Yeah, so it was really fun. So Will Myers is up to bat in like the sixth inning. He broke it on just like a weak like infield pop up. And then so I was like, oh, like I was looking at the bat and they just took it back in the dugout and put it on the ground. I was like, oh, that's interesting. So after the game ends, and I go right next to the dugout, and I asked about what I was like, hey, like, is there a chance I could get, like, a piece of Will Myers bat? And then he asked one of the managers, and, like, the usher was like, yeah, they probably won't give it to you because of COVID. And the bat boy asked one of the managers, and then he gave it to me. So it was really cool.
Sweet. Sweet. So are you going to go to a game today? What's the deal?
I think we might go to a game this afternoon, and then we're definitely going to a game on Saturday.
Right on.
Versus the Royals versus the Brewers.
What's the best food in the ballpark out there?
Best food in the ballpark. At Peoria, there's really good pretzels.
Awesome. With mustard? You gotta put right on.
You can get cheese, right, mustard, anything.
Cool. So tell me what made you want to get into sports broadcasting? I know you're a big Kirk Herbstreit fan, and I saw some cool pictures where you dressed up as Kirk for Halloween and then you got to meet him a couple times. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, so I've always just been really fascinated with sports and enjoyed watching sports. And I play sports, too, and I like talking about sports. And I'm pretty good at talking about sports, so I just want to make a career out of it.
It's kind right of on. You, so you're going to go to University of Oregon or where?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I haven't really looked into which universities have sports management degrees, but I know someone that goes to University of Oregon for sports.
Right on. So your Uncle Jim was telling me that you're a Royals fan and a Padres fan. So I went on their website for the Royals, and apparently they've got this junior broadcasting contest, and you just got to go in there and write an essay, 300 words or less, why you should be the junior broadcaster. You get to get a video call with a player, get to go to the game. So I think I'm going to make sure I get you the link to do that.
Oh, that'd yeah, cool. No way. That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, man. All right. So let's talk about the Padres. Are they going to be able to stay close to the Dodgers this season? I mean, it looks like the Dodgers reloaded again.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I mean, the Dodgers lost Jock Peterson. I feel like not many, too many people talked about that. He's doing great on the Cubs this spring training. And but the Padres, yeah, we got really good bats and really good arms in the bullpen with Blake Snell, Yu Darvish. Clevenger's hurt right now. But, I mean, we got a lot of guys that are really good. And then right on. Bats, I mean, we got Tatis, Hosmer, Machado, still got Will Myers, Jefferson Profar, and Jake Cronenworth is getting his bat going too.
Yeah, right on. Will Myers used to play at Tampa. I've got actually got his rookie card.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So he's been a Padre for a long time.
Yeah. So, but he started out when Joe Madden was the manager at Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Right on. So you're going to go to the game maybe today, but Saturday. Tell me about who are the projected starters, because it looks like now if you're playing an in-division rival, you really don't want to show your best pitchers right near the end of spring training.
Yeah, I definitely think the guys are like definitely they don't want to show all their stuff. It's kind of like what you did last night with just only throwing 8 fastballs in the second inning. So I think he's working on a lot of stuff. I don't know who the projected starters are right now, but yeah, I hope it's going to be a great game. I'm excited to watch the Royals. Haven't got a chance to see them yet and look at some of their prospects.
Right on. All right, buddy. Well, look, I'm super glad that you got to come on, but what I want to do is like during the regular season, since you're going to be out there in Oregon, I'll bring you in and we can talk about the Padres and the Royals. How's that sound?
Yeah, 100%. Let's do it again.
All right, buddy. All right. I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Episode 29 of the Mainline Marlins podcast. Jackson, Missouri, my guest. Kick it off, Denise.